Today, a federal scientific panel began examining the mysterious death of a woman who had been given an experimental arthritis treatment. The experiment involved gene therapy, which uses genetically altered viruses to deliver potentially useful genes to a patient. The case has raised questions about gene therapy's safety and questions about whether experimental treatments should be used to treat people who have other options. NPR's Joe Palca attended today's panel meeting and is with us now. And Joe, first of all, explain what was this genetically altered virus that was delivering a gene? What was the idea of this treatment?
Well, the idea is that in order to get a gene into the body, it sounds simple, but you actually have to figure out a way to get it into a cell. Viruses are very good at infecting cells, and so they go in easily. And if you can take advantage of that feature of a virus, the infection feature, but turn off all its bad features that make you sick, then you can use the virus to deliver the gene to a cell. And that's what they did in this case.
In this case, a gene to somebody who was suffering from arthritis.
That's right. Rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease, and this turns off a part of the immune system. Now, the confusing thing in this particular case is there's already a drug that delivers this gene to the body systemically. These people were trying to use the virus to inject it directly into the knee joint and reduce the inflammation specifically in the joint.
And what happened?
Well, what happened was they enrolled about 120 people in this study, and this was one of the patients, and she had rheumatoid arthritis but was otherwise very well. She got an injection. Everything went fine. She came back for a second injection, and then a few days later, she started becoming extremely ill, and her condition got progressively worse. She received this second injection in early July, and by the end of the month, she was dead.
And do scientists know what the cause of death was?
Well, they don't. The question, of course, is did it possibly have something to do with the virus that was being used? Mm-hmm. Did it possibly have something to do with this gene that was being inserted into her body? They halted the trial at that point, and they're trying to gather information to say, well, what could it be? There are hints. One thing they found out in retrospect was that she had a fungal infection, something called histoplasmosis, fulminating fungal infection, for which, in fact, she wasn't treated. It wasn't obvious at the time that was what was wrong with her. But again, this goes to the whole rationale for the trial. She was getting an immune-suppressing drug, hopefully just into the joint where there was an immune inflammation.
And might conceivably have made her more vulnerable to some other problem her body would have otherwise fought off.
That's the question.
Rheumatoid arthritis, I assume, is a terribly painful condition, but I assume she wasn't at death's door when she had this therapy.
No, in fact, her husband, who was at today's meeting, said if she walked into the room, you would have no idea that this was an unwell woman. She was healthy, and that's why some people are saying, since gene therapy is experimental, maybe we should be saving it for those patients who have no other choice. On the other hand, clearly, rheumatoid arthritis is very painful and can be very debilitating, and so it would be nice if you didn't have to suppress the entire immune system and could work on something that just worked in the joint that was being inflamed.
To what degree does this case have a potential impact on other kinds of gene therapy, and to what degree is it limited to this one specific treatment?
Well, of course, the company and people who do gene therapy are hoping that the implications are going to be limited. And in fact, at this point, there are other trials involving this same gene therapy approach, this same virus that's used to put a gene into somebody, and those are going forward. So it's not as if the whole world of gene therapy has been brought to a halt. The FDA is allowing the Food and Drug Administration allowing these other programs to go forward. At the same time, the court of public opinion could determine that this is not something that they feel terribly comfortable with, and that would be a bad thing for the field.
Speaking of the court of public opinion, is this matter also being heard in the court of civil justice at the same time?
I can only say at this point that the widower in this case has a lawyer, but no lawsuits have been filed.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joe Palca.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.